Like Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Audrey Nowakowski.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Spring is in full bloom around Wisconsin, for a few days anyway.
The warmer temperatures mean plenty of folks are looking for opportunities to get outside, including teachers in two local school districts who are searching for ways to take their lessons outdoors.
It's something the folks in Cedarburg and West Bend Public Schools have been working on all year with the help of a couple of scientists in residence.
Thanks to funding and support from the River Edge Nature Center, environmental educators Kendra Swanson and Megan Johnson have partnered with these schools to help students and teachers rethink how to incorporate nature into their learning and make outdoor time a vital part of the school day across all subjects.
We're sure they'll be out there today. It is, in fact, National Outdoor Classroom Day. To celebrate, Lake Effect's Rachel Morello took her own field trip to see Kendra, Megan, and their classes in action.
My name is Kendra Swanson. I'm the scientist in residence for the Cedarburg School District.
So what does that mean? What are your duties?
It's a community-funded position as a result of the partnership between River Edge Nature Center and the Cedarburg School District. And basically what I'm doing is I'm helping to understand teachers' needs for using outdoor spaces, helping to provide a support system. It's interesting because some teachers do, you know, use the outdoor spaces really frequently and they're really comfortable with it, and some teachers have a lot of reasons that they don't. So kind of what I'm doing is exploring what some of those barriers are and also thinking about different ways to improve the outdoor spaces or to increase just kind of like, you know, our open-mindedness about the valuable things that come from learning outside. The position is kind of like where community overlaps schools, overlaps the Nature Center.
So do you kind of feel like a teacher? Do you feel like an assistant? Like if a kid had to describe your position to their parent, how do you think they would describe you?
As the person that helped them touch bugs. My background is in non-formal education, so I do really consider myself to be an educator. But also as my role in the schools, I really kind of enjoy the fact that I don't have to like be a classroom teacher. I don't have to maintain like the same kinds of like boundaries and structure as regular teachers do, but I can be, you know, kind of an extra part of like the learning community. And that's kind of how I view myself, as a supporter of teachers and an enthusiastic extra person. My office is in the middle school, 6th through 8th grade, and like it's just so hard to be that age, and I feel like as many positive extra people that can be around, the more adults we have kind of supporting students and learning, the better it is. And I think the more different kinds of learning that kids are able to see, like maybe they're not a really, really great classroom learner, but that doesn't mean they're a bad student. It doesn't mean they're incapable of learning in other ways. So outdoor education and this kind of education really provides an opportunity to help cater to kids that don't necessarily learn best at desks.
Okay, so this game is called Instincts for Survival, okay? And it is the culminating project. You guys have been talking about food chains. You've been talking about food webs. Have you guys used the phrase trophic pyramid at all?
No.
Okay, I'm gonna jump you into that as well. Trophic pyramid is just a different way of—
Hello, my name is Sherry Rowe. I teach 4th grade at Parkview Elementary in Cedarburg. Kendra and the 4th grade teachers have worked together. We reached out to Kendra to specifically help us with the plant and animal adaptation units, but really it's turned into something much bigger and better, and getting the kids outside and really appreciating the environment near Parkview and right in our own backyard, the woods that's right there. And so it's really tied into all different subject areas. And the more we work with her, the more we want to do for more units in the future. It is so nice to have someone on staff that has these activities planned. And so she takes care of preparing it all and working a schedule so that she's leading those activities, which really gets us outside even more than what we used to be.
So you're gonna be playing a game in the whole park, and your job is to survive, okay? So what are three things that we need to survive? We're gonna go through them. We need food, water, don't die. Okay, let's do that one more time later. Food,
water, don't die.
Good. Sometimes you go outside just for the sake of being outside, but what we're trying to do is really find where those curricular connections are, so it seems like it fits better in the day and fits better in what they're doing.
Megan Johnson.
And you're a scientist in residence?
Yep, for the West Bend School District. This year, we are targeting grades kindergarten and fourth grade, but working with almost all the grade levels and, you know, developing curriculum to get kids outside learning and just getting them to be outside, experiencing what nature has to offer in different settings, whether that's science, language arts, social studies. Today, we have first graders coming out here.
So tell me about what you're going to do with the first graders.
Yeah, so today they're doing a plants unit. So they're going to be doing four stations. The teachers will be leading the stations, and they'll rotate on about a half hour and be doing drawing plants, building plants, talking about seeds and how they disperse, talking about what plants need to survive and playing a game. So it's a lot of hands-on. They're going to be in the woods the whole time. They'll be applying the knowledge they've already learned in their classroom out here. So this is the unit they're covering right now in school, and they're going to just take that knowledge and directly apply it to the outdoors.
We can figure this out, guys. A leaf.
That's a flower.
What are you guys building? Can you tell me?
A tomato plant.
Yeah, a tomato plant.
Did I do good or what?
One more leaf.
When I think about when I was a kid and I used to go outside during school, it was either for recess or it ended up being like recess, because you're not in a classroom, you're not at a desk. It's a freer experience, I guess.
Yeah.
Are there challenges with taking them off-site, taking them out of their traditional setting, and trying to still do learning when you're out here?
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge, and that's something that I think a lot of teachers bring up, is like the behavioral piece of it. And, you know, we're trying to find ways to set that up. And so the first thing to that is that the more they do it and they go outside to learn, the more they are used to it, and so they're just used to that standard. And so getting teachers to really set, you know, we're going outside to learn, we're not going outside for recess, and then holding them to that. But also allowing some of that kind of free form learning, where I think, you know, in a classroom it's pretty structured, they have their goals, they meet every day. When we're learning outside, you know, today we're learning about plants, but if we see a cool insect or a worm, there's nothing wrong with them picking them up and learning about it as well. And so it takes a little tweaking on the teacher's part to like adjust to that as well. But yeah, that structure of it not being recess, but it's still being, you know, a little free range on the learning. And the kids love it. They get to see things and do things that they've never seen or experienced before. And so it's not recess, but it's still, you know, a little more loose than in the classroom.
You sound like you get pretty excited about it too.
Oh yeah, I love it. I mean, it's great, especially days like today. I mean, I'm standing out here right now, and I'm just like, oh, I can't wait to like get out here, and the kids get excited, and you kind of feed off their energy. They're so excited because it's something new for them. You know, they're having fun. The teachers are having fun, and it's just, it builds your excitement. And when you see them leave and they're like, I don't want to leave, this was so much fun, you know, can we do this every day? It's like, okay, yeah, like this is, you know, it's worthwhile, and it's great to see that happening.
Okay. Got to see some cool plants, right? What one was your favorite one?
The one that was the garlic.
Oh, the garlic mustard? Yeah, because it smelled like garlic.
And the blood fruit, but even if...
You're listening to the sounds of an outdoor classroom in the West Bend School District run by scientist in residence Megan Johnson. Megan and her colleague Kendra Swanson spoke with LakeFX Rachel Morello.